North College Defenders gets set to take on the Morningside Mustangs. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball this evening, and Coach Ross Dalma joins me now. Dort College coming off an overtime loss to Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. And, Coach, last couple of days of practice, you prepare for the Morningside Mustangs. What does Morningside do that you've prepared for in your practices on Monday and Tuesday?
Mike, they're a very perimeter-oriented team. In the past, Morningside teams have had some very physical post players, and they still have a couple post players that are very effective. But by and large, the strength of their team is on the perimeter. And for us to do well here this evening, we're really going to have to shut down a few guys who can really score a lot of baskets for them.
Looking at their stats, you start with Danny Rudin. He was an all-conference performer last year, and it doesn't take long to see that his stat numbers jump off the page at you. What kind of player is he?
Danny Rudin, a guard who is very versatile. He can score both off the bounce as well as off the catch. Very tough to defend, and then he can go both directions very well. He's very strong. He's very smart. And there's a reason why he leads this conference in scoring. He can just do a lot of different things with the basketball, and we're certainly going to have our hands full with him tonight.
All those things being said, what were the advantages that you feel like you can have some success?
We feel like we got to keep the ball out of his hands as much as possible. We're going to need our post players to step up and give us a little bit of help on drives. We got a number of guys who can really put it on the floor and attack. Trent Miller being one. He's having a much better year offensively than he has in the past. They're definitely going to attack Cliff and Nathan off the dribble there, so we're going to need our post guys to give us help there. And Ferguson has been shooting the ball well for him too. When he shoots the ball well, they're very good. And we're going to really need to contest hard on him and keep the ball out of his hands as well.
Teams that are typically perimeter oriented also want to get out and run as much as possible. Is this an up-pace, up-tempo ball club, or will they get into the half court?
No, they will get up and down the floor. They put the ball in Trent Miller's hands, and he just drives the ball as hard as he can, looking for somebody to spot up and shoot the three. And they got three or four guys who are very capable of doing that.
What about your team? What do you want to see improvement on from last week to this week?
I thought last week we played well in both games. Defensively, we were much improved. We rebounded the ball well in both games. We just simply missed some shots around the basket. I'd like to see us finish some shots around the basket and also finish off possessions at the foul line as well.
Here's how things shake out in terms of this matchup. The Mustang men are 5-6 this season, 3-2 in the G-PAC. They have wins over Hastings, Concordia, and Dakota Wesleyan in the G-PAC. Losses for Morningside are to Northwestern and Doan. Morningside has won two games in a row twice, and they've lost two games in a row twice. One of Morningside's losses is an overtime decision to a highly regarded Dakota State team in non-conference play. Jim Sykes' team averages 79.7 points per game. They allow 78.2 points per outing. They convert 44.1% of the field goals they take. Opponents have made 47.6% of the field goals they shoot. Mustangs have been out-rebounded 34.5 to 38.0. Morningside has turned the ball over 131 times to 175 times for opponents. They also rely on the three-point shot heavily. Nearly 40% of the field goals they've taken this year have come from behind the arc. Danny Rudin is the leading scorer with 22 points per game. He also takes down 5.6 rebounds. Tanner Ferguson is the top three-point threat with a 36 of 83 season so far from long range for 12 points per game. Ferguson has taken just 18 shots from inside the three-point line this year. Trent Miller adds 10.5 points per game with Tanner Miller at 10.1. Kyle Nickel and Ryan Strand average 7.2 and 6.3 points per game, respectively. Strand grabs 5.2 rebounds. The Dort men are 9-3 this year, 6-0 in non-conference play, 3-3 in the G-PAC. Losses for Dort have come to Doan, Midland, and an overtime loss to Nebraska Wesleyan this past weekend. Dort College outscored teams 82.2 to 65.8, and out-rebound teams 39.2 to 30.7. The defenders are converting 50.3% of the field goals they try. Opponents are at 40.6. The defenders have made 98 of 232 three-point shots as a team for 42.2% success. Opponents are making 33% of the three-pointers they have tried. Turnovers are dead even. Dort College has turned it over 176 times and forced 176 turnovers. Four defenders average double figures. Cliff Warner's at 14.4 points per game, 45.6% shooting from the floor, 47.7% three-point shooting. Warner also averages 3.7 assists per game, with 1.3 steals. Trevor Walterstorff averages 13.4 points per game with 6.3 rebounds. He's converting 57.3% of his field goals. Jordan Vogel dumps in 12.3 points per game with 5.1 rebounds, and he is making 67% of his field goals. Austin Kachi scores 12 points per game and is 21 of 43 from the three-point line with 3.9 rebounds per game. Chris Severs adds 9.2 points per game with 30.5 rebounds. Kyle Lindberg is at 7 points per game with 6.3 rebounds, and Sean Kaiser is good for 6.8 points per game and is 17 of 34 on three-point shots this season. Morningside lost to Doan in men's play 76-60 last weekend. They led 32-29 at halftime. Morningside converted just 20 of 62 shots for 32.3% success. They got out-rebounded 41-31, allowed Doan to make 28 of 55 field goals. Trent Miller was good for 20 points. Tanner Ferguson had 14. Danny Rudine had 11. The defender men lost a 71-69 overtime decision to Nebraska Wesleyan Saturday afternoon after leading 31-26 at halftime. Wesleyan tied the game at 61 at the end of regulation and never trailed in the extra session, preserving the win when Cliff Warner's three-point shot at the horn was off the mark. Austin Kachi had 16 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists in the loss. Jordan Vogel and Tyler Walterstorff each had 11. Chris Severs and Cliff Warner each had 10 points. Kyle Lindberg had 11 rebounds. Let's take a break and be back with starting lineups and opening tip right after this. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for the home team, the Morningside Mustangs, they'll start number 20, Trent Miller, a 6'1 senior from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 10.5 points per game. Tanner Ferguson is a 6'2 junior from Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, by way of Wayne State College. He's averaging 12 points per game. Danny Rudine is a 6'3 junior from Sioux City, averaging 22 points per game. Ryan Strand wears number 33. He is a 6'6 junior from Meridian, Idaho. He is averaging 6.3 points per game. And Drew Dow is a 6'7 junior from Spirit Lake, Iowa, averaging 5.2 points per game. For the defenders, it'll be Cliff Warner, a 5'10 senior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 14.4 points per game. Austin Kachi is a 6'4 junior from Orange City, averaging 12 points per outing. Trevor Walterstorff is a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 13.4 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'7 junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 7 points per outing. And Jordan Vogel is a 6'8 senior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 12.3 points per game. Dort College in their road black jerseys, white numbers trimmed in yellow. Mustangs in their home whites, maroon numbers trimmed out in black. Mustangs control the opening tap, and here we go. Mustang basketball, Trent Miller with it out front. He passes right side over to Danny Rudine. They give it underneath. Layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Gets it away to Lindberg. Lindberg with it on the left wing. Comes back right side. Kachi, catch, fire, three. No good. In and out. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Mustangs with the basketball. Rudine into the front court. Rudine's going to press the issue all the way to the left wing. He gives it up over to Trent Miller. Miller with it on the right side. He comes back over to Dow. Dow with it, backing his way in against Vogel. Comes back outside. Dow gets the return pass. Hook shot with a left hand. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Outlet over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Defenders with the basketball. We're scoreless. Cliff with the ball. They get a screen. Two players chase him. Comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg on the right wing. Lindberg underneath Walt. Walt layup good. Trevor Walterstorff with the two-point basket, and the defenders are on the board first, 2-0. 2-0 our score, Morningside basketball. Right side with it is Rudine. Rudine underneath to Dow. Dow backing his way in, nothing there, and he's going to travel with it. Travel violation against the Morningside Mustangs, and the Dort College defenders get the basketball back. Good-sized crowd on hand making the trip down to Sioux City this evening. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner picks up his dribble, goes high post to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball, and he's going to travel with it. Lindberg was waiting for the cutter, put the ball on the floor a little too late. He gets called for traveling. Strand will inbound the basketball for Morningside. Ryan Strand hands it off to Trent Miller. Miller passes it off to Ferguson. Ferguson to Strand. Backdoor cut for Rudine, and Rudine dribbles it off of his foot. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the ball back. And the defenders will bring it up. Walking it into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh, nothing there. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Dort College playing with a 2-0 lead. Bounce pass down low. Walterstorff. Walterstorff layup good. That's the second possession where Walterstorff has been able to seal his man. And the defenders bring well-played defense, leading 4-0. Driving the other way is Miller. Miller's shot blocked by Vogel. Rebound taken away by Rudine. Rudine with a loose basketball. He fires it back outside to Trent Miller. Miller with the ball after Vogel rejected the shot. Drew Dow with the basketball on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Comes back over to Trent Miller. Miller's going to drive in. Gets a little worm to work with. Shot is up. No good. Rebound attempt. No good. But the putback this time by Drew Dow is good. 4-2 Dort College by a pair. Into the front court with it is Lindbergh. Lindbergh drops it down low for Vogel. Vogel puts it up in traffic. Good. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. Dort College back in front by four at 6-2. Chris Severs will check in at the next dead ball. Trent Miller with it on the right wing. Miller passes it out front. Rudine. Rudine's going to drive the lane. Helped out on the play. Walterstorff slid over to cut him off. Pass comes right side, Trent Miller. Miller gives it up, Dow. Dow in traffic, shot blocked by Vogel. Tapped out, and Warner's unable to chase it down. It'll be Morningside basketball in the corner. Ty Walterstorff into the contest. Kyle Lindbergh out. Jordan Vogel out. Chris Severs is in. 17:07 left to play in the first half. Morningside trailing 6-2 with the basketball are the Mustangs. Morningside throws it in. Gets it into Trent Miller. Miller with it on the right wing. Miller will spot up, put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Austin with the basketball. He'll bring it into the front court. The junior from Orange City. He looks right side, and it's taken away by Miller on the intended pass for Warner. Layup with the right hand from the left side is good for Trent Miller. And the Mustangs have cut the lead down to 6-4. A careless turnover that time by the defenders. Dort College has the basketball back. Right side it goes Tyler Walterstorff over to Trevor. Trevor on the right wing. Swing pass over the top cliff underneath Severs. Severs has it tipped away from him. He's jostling for position down low with Ryan Strand. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College to trigger it in. This will be Sean Kaiser. Kaiser to throw in. Gets it into Warner. Warner stops at the free throw line. Left side, Tyler. Tyler back over to Cliff. Cliff off the bounce. Nothing there. Comes back over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser to Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler with it on the floor. Comes back over to Cliff. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Looking is Warner. Warner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back outside. Kaiser straight on three. Got it. Good to see Sean knock down a three-pointer to start the ball game. He's his first points of the night. 9-4 Dort College up by five. Rudine in traffic with the left hand, good. He's the leading scorer in the conference at 22 points per game. You can go a long ways to helping yourself stop Morningside by controlling him. I'm not sure you're going to stop him, but if you can control him. Right side, Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner. Warner with the basketball. He drops it inside Tyler. Tyler uses up his dribble back over to Cliff. Cliff on the right wing. Cliff Warner back over to Kaiser. Kaiser with it. Kaiser puts it on the floor one time, looking down low, and his pass out front is taken away. Controlled by Morningside, driving in, shot no good by Miller. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Trent Miller couldn't knock down the jumper, or I should say the easy layup. Cliff Warner, three, no good. Tap in by Walterstorff, no good, but a foul on the rebound on the putback attempt by Severs. That came before the shot attempt. Foul's going to go on Ryan Strand, that's his first. Jordan Vogel is in, Trevor Walterstorff is out. Kyle Nickel checks into the ballgame for Morningside. Also checking in is Tanner Miller. .15:23 left to go in the first half. Dort College 9, Morningside 6. Warner to inbound the basketball. Cliff to trigger it. And the ball is thrown away off of the fingertips of Sean Kaiser out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball on the turnover. Miscue gives the ball back to the Mustangs. And Morningside will bring it up down by three. Bringing it up is Trent Miller. Miller out front. Dort College in the zone. Looks like a 1-2-2 that they'll flatten out to a 2-3 now. Morningside with a basketball. Miller. That's Tanner Miller. Goes right side to Trent Miller. Into the corner. Nothing there. Rudine. 15 to shoot for the Mustangs. High post, Rudine, 15-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball, gives it up to Warner. Warner over to Tyler Walthersdorf. Tyler Walthersdorf, some room to work. His shot goes, cut the hoop, and he's fouled. Tyler Walthersdorf had a seam in the lane. He took it hard to the glass, laid it up with the right hand, and the Dort College defenders lead 11-6 pending the free throw attempt by Tyler Walthersdorf. Sievers is out. Lindbergh is in. Dort College playing musical chairs right now, rotating players through here in the early going. Tyler Walthersdorf with a free throw on the way. Free throw is up, and Tyler's free throw is good. Three-point play for Tyler Walthersdorf, and the Dort College defenders lead it 12-6. 14:40 and counting, first half. Right side with the basketball is Danny Rudine. Rudine to Nickel. Nickel out front. Comes back right side to Miller. That's Trent Miller with it. Trent Miller over to Tanner Miller. Comes back to Tanner Miller. Top of the key, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Morningside settling for the three-point shots right now. Dort College back the other way as Walthersdorf, and Tyler Walthersdorf is fouled on the play by Danny Rudine. Tyler will go back to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Tyler Walthersdorf with 3 points. He'll go to the free throw line to try and put Dort College up by eight with two free throws. Walthersdorf this season, 7-for-9 from the free throw line, make it 8-for-10. Another free throw on the way for Tyler. 14:21 left to go in the first half. Second free throw by Walthersdorf, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Tyler Walthersdorf. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Warner. Warner with it on the left wing. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff passes it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh head fake, drops it off for Vogel. Vogel puts it up, and they're going to call a charging foul on Jordan Vogel. Vogel took it up strong, just like you want him to, but he gets called for the charge as the Morningside player slides in. Or did they call a travel? No foul goes up on the board. So it's Morningside basketball. Kyle Nickel, baseline jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Tyler. That was tapped by Lindbergh. Comes over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner, three ball, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Tyler Walthersdorf, gets it out to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser's pass to Tyler Walthersdorf. Tyler into the lane, drops it off for Lindbergh, finishes at the rim, two-point basket, Kyle Lindbergh. Dort College leads 15-6, timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 13:37 left to go in the first half. Back with more after this.
Have you?
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 15-6. So far, Morningside's three-point shots haven't fallen. That can change at any point, though. This team is one that'll chuck it up with the best of them. You've got Danny Rudine, who's a threat from three-point range. She's shooting 37%. Tanner Miller, 32%. Tanner Ferguson, 43%. Morningside over the basketball after the timeout. They split the defense. Kick-out pass. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Rebound caught for, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Well, several Dort College students making the trip to Sioux City on a Wednesday night before the last day of classes officially tomorrow. And it's testing next week on the Dort College campus. They've got Friday off from classes. Ryan Strand gets the inbounds pass, and it's tipped out of bounds. He loses it. It'll be Dort College basketball. Nathan Rendles is in. Cliff Warner checks out. So Rendles will get a run here early. 13:20 left to play in the first half. Lindbergh left side over to Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball. Walthersdorf's going to go down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back over to Rendles. Rendles in the corner. Rendles back over to Trevor. Trevor with the basketball, double teamed. He comes back right side over to Austin Kachi. Kachi to Vogel. Vogel looking for the high-low. Drops it inside for Trevor. Trevor fade away on the baseline. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Kyle Nickel. Long pass into the front court. Here comes Morningside. Three-pointer is up and good for Tanner Ferguson. Ferguson makes it 15-9. Dort College with a six-point lead. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Austin with a basketball. Austin comes over to Rendles, and his pass is tipped and taken away. Strand going up for the dunk. Some sloppy ball handling by Dort College here in the first half. Rendles back over to Kachi. Tachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball on the baseline. He reverses over to Rindles. Rindles with the ball, 23 seconds on the shot clock. High post, Waltersdorf, right side, Kachi. Kachi with the ball, comes back over to Vogel. Vogel, free throw line jumper, he whispers that one through. Jordan Vogel with 4 points. Dort College makes it 17-11. 17-11, our score. Comes back out front to Kyle Nickel. Nickel gives it up, Ferguson. Ferguson shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel, and a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Ryan Strand. That's number two on him. So Dort College will inbound the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. 11:50 left to play in the first half. Dort College up 17-11. Warner is in. Rindles will move to the off-guard spot, or the two position, if you like the numbers better than the names. Right side it goes Rindles. Rindles underneath to Severs. Severs lay in good. Chris Severs with the two-point basket as he sealed the defensive player. Dort College up 19-11. Dort College has led by as many as nine. They're up by eight right now. 11:25 left to go. Morningside with the basketball. Right side, Tanner Miller. Miller goes to Strand. Strand puts it on the floor, working against Waltersdorf. His shot off the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Lindbergh. Lindbergh at the key. He goes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Warner. Warner underneath to Severs, and he is fouled on the play by Kyle Nickel. Nickel, an interesting story. He was the starting quarterback for Morningside last year in football. Decided he missed basketball too much. And goes over to the basketball side of things. He is coming off of the bench for the Mustangs this year. Dort College inbounding. Underneath for Tyler Waltersdorf. And Waltersdorf loses it out of bounds. And Jim Johnston comes in from the corner to make the call. Our officials tonight, Doug Vitava, Pete Hansen, and Jim Johnston. Morningside with the basketball. Down by eight. Bringing it up is Tanner Miller. Miller goes left side to Rudine. Rudine. Out front it comes. Left-handed layup is Tanner Miller off the bounce. And the Dort College defender lead is 19-13. Drew Dow checked back in the ballgame at the last break. And we've got a foul called as Rindles takes it hard to the hoop. It's fouled before the shot. Foul's going to go on Rudine, and I believe that's number two on him. 10:43 left to play in the first half. 19-13, Dort College. Rindles to throw in, gets it in over the top to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner gets a screen off the dribble, comes left side, Rindles. Rindles, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, ball fake. He's going to drive the lane. Back over to Rindles. Rindles in traffic, shot no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Dow. No, loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. It should be Dort College basketball, as that one clearly went off of a Morningside player. It'll be Dort College ball. And throwing it in will be Warner in front of the meager Morningside student section. They're actually out for the semester. And several sports fans in Georgia for the national championship football game tomorrow night, which Morningside is playing in. Dort College with the basketball. Comes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf shot no good. Ball's down on the floor. It's loose and tipped out of bounds by Dort College and Nathan Rindles. Rindles gave chase but was unable to come up with it. And the Mustangs have the basketball back. Reese Beaver is in. Nathan Rindles is out. On the floor for the defenders, it's Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf, Severs, Beaver, and Warner. For Morningside, Trent Miller will bring it up. Miller pass with it. Trent Miller. Driving against Warner, puts up the short shot, no good. Rebound taken around by Severs. Severs with the basketball, outlets to Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler into the front court. Tyler at the top of the key, comes left side over to Warner. Warner underneath Waltersdorf, he has to pop out to the wing to get it. Comes right side, Tyler, ball fake down to the baseline. Nothing there, Waltersdorf throws it into the backcourt. Dort College, too many turnovers early on. The effort has been there, the defense has been there, but they have had too many turnovers. 9:43 left to go in the half. Checking back into the game for Morningside is Tanner Ferguson. Trent Miller will bring it up. Miller passes left side to James Wright. Wright just checked into the ballgame. Comes back to Trent Miller. Trent Miller gets the return pass into the corner. This is Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller to Tanner Ferguson. Dow into traffic. Nothing there. Pass underneath. It's controlled by Morningside. They throw it back out front. Eight to shoot for the Mustangs. Trent Miller brings it in, puts it up with the right hand, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner with the basketball, and Cliff has it tipped away from behind. Mustangs come up with it. Quickly back the other way is Trent Miller. Miller dumps it off for Dow. Dow layup good. 19-15, Dort College by four. 8:50 and counting, first half. Trevor Walters to for the basketball. Comes over to Beaver. Beaver, right side for Warner. It's taken away. Another turnover by the defenders. And a foul on the other end. Dort College, that pass to the wing is not there. Morningside is gambling so much on that pass. The back door is wide open. Dort College has not been able to recognize that yet. Tanner Miller will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting by Reese Beaver. 8:43 left to play in the first half. Dort College had a 19-11 lead. Morningside is now on a 4-0 run, make it a 5-0 run. So Tanner Miller makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Tyler Walterstorff is out. Chris Severs is out. Another free throw on the way for Tanner Miller. He's a 74% free throw shooter, trying to make it a two-point ball game. This one's up and good, so he makes them both. And the defenders lead 19-17. Kyle Lindbergh into the front court for the defenders. Kyle with it, gives it back over to Cliff Warner. Warner will set the offense. He goes left side over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff picks up his dribble, has it stripped. Coming up with it, it was Drew Dow as he jarred it free. Comes back over to Trent Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller comes back over to Ryan Strand. No, pardon me, that's Dow. Dow on the right wing, guarded by Vogel. 8:14 and counting, first half. Long three-pointer is good for Morningside, and Tanner Ferguson has given Morningside a one-point lead at 20-19. Morningside on a 9-0 run, and a foul called on the other end against Morningside. That's going to go on Tanner Miller. It's team foul number six on the Mustangs. 8:01 remaining. First half, beg your pardon, that's team foul number seven. So free throws on the way for Reese Beaver. This will be a 1-1. Free throw on the way for Beaver is up. It's short. It rims out no good, but there for the rebound is Lindbergh. Lindbergh has it tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College, they say. It will be Dort College on defense. Morningside has the basketball. Morningside will bring it up. This is Trent Miller with it. Come back over, right side. Swing pass to Trent Miller. Miller with it on the left wing. Comes back to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller to Trent Miller. High post, Dow. Dow 17 feet from the hoop, straight on. He comes back over to Trent Miller. Trent Miller with the ball out front. He hit a long three moments ago. Shot on the way from the perimeter, no good. Rebound Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser out front. Comes to Kaji. Dort College down a point. Kaji on the move. His shot no good. Took it to the basket. His 10-footer not on the mark. Dow coming back the other way. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Jordan Vogel. Drew Dow will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul number two called on Dort College's Jordan Vogel. Chris Severs up off of the bench. He'll check in. Free throw is up by Dow. No good. Dow with another free throw on the way. Ryan Strand checks in. James Wright checks out. 20-19, Dort College. Down a point. 7:13 remaining in the half. Second free throw no good as well. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. They clean up their turnovers. Dort College is probably still in front. Right side pass, it goes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Kachi underneath Severs. Severs working on Dowell. Shakes left, goes right. His hook shot is good. Chris Severs with 4 points. Dirt College back in front, 21-20. Pass comes back out front. On the pushing it up front was Morningside. Tanner Ferguson passes it off to Trent Miller. Trent Miller will drive in against Warner. Slips, falls, gets it away. Baseline jumper, missed, no good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Gets it over to Kachi. Kachi, pass, deflected out. And it's last touched by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Actually, that was a turnover, not an air ball, but who's counting? Morningside inbounding the basketball. That'll be Tanner Ferguson. 6:30 left to play in this half. We had a stoppage in play, and I'm not sure why. Trent Miller will bring it up. He passes left side over to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller back over to Trent Miller. Miller will drive in. Tries to dump it off. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer is up and off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with it on the right side. Picks up his dribble. Looking. Passes out front for Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball back over to Kachi. Kachi looking down low. Instead comes over to Warner in the corner. He's guarded closely by Tanner Miller. Warner off the bounce, his 17-footer from the baseline, no good. Rebound cleared out by Morningside. Off and running are the Mustangs. And a blocking foul is going to go on Austin Kachi. Kachi whistled for the personal. And a free throw on the way for Tanner Miller to try and complete the three-point play. Morningside has had a couple of runouts here in the first half already. Kachi and Lindbergh are out along with Kaiser. And the Mustangs with an opportunity to extend their lead to 2. So Morningside leads at 22-21 right now. Shooting the free throw will be Tanner Miller. He's 2-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. And 3-for-3. He has 7 points off of the bench. And the defenders trail by 2, 23-21. Nathan Rendles with it on the right wing. Rendles to Trevor Waltersdorf, left side, Warner. Warner with it deep in the corner. Comes back over to Severs. Severs to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles back out front, Tyler. Tyler, bounce pass inside. Trevor. Trevor off of the glass, no good. Pipe for the basketball, taken away by Tyler Waltersdorf. His putback is good. 5 points for Tyler Waltersdorf, and we're tied at 23-all. Foul called on Dort College on the other end. That's Nathan Rendles. 5:15 left to play in the first half. Morningside and Dort College 23-23. Inbounding the basketball is Trent Miller. Miller inbounds it to Dowell. Dowell working his way into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back over to Tanner Ferguson. Ferguson to Tanner Miller. 5:05 remaining first half. They get it left side, Ferguson. Ferguson back over to Miller. Miller right side, Trent. That's Trent Miller, gets it back to Tanner Miller. Now Ferguson, 15 to shoot for the Mustangs. Off the dribble is Miller. Trent Miller, 10-footer from straight on, is good. Tanner Miller with 9. Mandarin College defenders trail 25-23. Tyler Waltersdorf back over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Now Nathan Rendles. Rendles right corner to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Severs. Severs gives it up to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner at the free throw line. Back over to Nathan Rendles. His 3 is off the mark. No good. Tapped it out. Controlled by Rendles. Rendles back over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler Waltersdorf looking for Warner. Now comes right side back over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Dort College down 2. Kick out pass Rendles. Rendles over to Warner. Warner wraps it around and tries to feed Trevor Waltersdorf underneath, and it's tapped out of bounds. Chris Severs will check out of the ballgame. Kyle Lindbergh will check in. So Dort College, a little smaller lineup here. You don't have Vogel or Severs on the bench. Kachi will check in. Checking out will be Tyler Waltersdorf. Steve O'Neill checks in for the first time for Morningside. Checking out will be Tanner Miller. Throwing the ball in will be Cliff Warner. Warner over to Trevor. Trevor back over to Cliff. Cliff, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside, Andrew Dow. Dow with the basketball. Dow gives it up to Trent Miller. Trent Miller into the front court. Trent passes right side Ferguson. Ferguson to Dow. Dow working his way in. Nothing there. Looking for someone to pass to, and he's called for 3 seconds in the lane. As long as he was making a move to the basket, he was going to be okay. But once he kicked that pass back out, the 3 seconds in the lane violation automatic. Dort College with the basketball. Down two are the defenders. They go to Lindbergh at the free throw line. Now over to Warner. Warner three-pointer. Can't get it to go. Rebound tapped around and controlled by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi has to chase it down near midcourt. Dort College with the basketball. Austin passes left side Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in traffic. Kick out Rindles. Rindles back over to Warner. Warner three, good. That time he knocks it down. His first of the ball game. Dort College leads 26-25. Morningside with the basketball. This is Miller. Trent Miller passes right side. Gets the return pass to O'Neill at the point. He comes back over to Tanner Ferguson. Tanner Ferguson gives it up to Trent Miller. Trent Miller shot off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Trevor Waltersdorf. Trevor with it at midcourt, and we've got a foul called on Trent Miller as he stepped in at midcourt. Tried to impede Trevor Walterstorff's progress, and he gets called for the foul. Checking out of the contest will be Rindles. Checking in is Chris Sievers. 2:56 left to play in the half. Dort College 26, Morningside 25. Trevor Waltersdorf to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Free throw by Trevor is up and good. Another one on the way for Trevor, averaging 13.4 points per game. He's a 63% free throw shooter. Can make it a three-point lead for the defenders. This one's up and through as well. So Waltersdorf makes them both. And the defenders have a three-point cushion. Morningside basketball. They go right side back over to Steve O'Neill. O'Neill to Trent Miller. Miller gives it up to Miller. That's the other Miller, Tanner. Tanner Miller gets it out front. Tanner Miller with the basketball. He'll back it out to midcourt, looking for Ferguson. He's going to try to go off the dribble. They give it off to Miller underneath. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Sievers on the missed shot by James Wright. Here comes Dort College. Pass into the front court. Kachi. Kachi has it stripped away. Coming up with it is Morningside's Tanner Miller. And we've got a charging foul called. Well, now Pete Hansen and Doug Vitava are going to talk things over at midcourt. One signal block, one signal charge. What's it going to be? What will it be? Let's see who's going to get the call. And on the home court, I can almost guarantee what it's going to be, and that's exactly what it is. The block foul called at midcourt. Cliff Warner picks up foul number one. Well, one official clearly called charge, the other one clearly called block, and I guess Doug Vitava is in charge tonight. Trent Miller with a basketball on the wing, 2:12 remaining. Now a foul called on that's going to be on Dort College on the cut. Chris Sievers whistled for the personal. And James Wright will go to the free throw line where he will shoot a 1-1. 2:10 left to play, first half. Morningside 25, now 26. Dort College 28. 2:10 remaining. And the second free throw is up and good for James Wright, so he makes them both. And the defenders trail 28-27. Rindles with the basketball out front. Nathan with it on the left wing, picks up his dribble. He goes over to Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it off to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner picks up his dribble out front. He comes back to Sievers. Sievers bowling his way to the basket, and he's going to be called for a travel. Travel violation called on the Dort College defenders. 1:47 left to go in the half. It has not been a pretty half for the Dort College defenders. Too many turnovers. Morningside has the basketball, down by one. Trent Miller will bring it up. Miller looking, gets it to Ferguson. It's taken away by Lindbergh, and Lindbergh is fouled on the play. Kyle will go to the free throw line to shoot a one and one. Neither team happy with how their, or neither coaching staff is happy with how their teams have performed here in the first half. Kyle Lindbergh to the free throw line for a one and one. 1:36 remaining in the half. First free throw on the way for Lindbergh is up and no good. Rebound fought for. Sievers had it. Saves it in. And picking it up will be Cliff Warner. Warner at midcourt. He lobs over the top for Sievers. Sievers off of the glass. Good. Chris Sievers with 6 first half points. Dort College leads 30-27. With the basketball is Trent Miller. Miller with the scoop shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Sievers. Sievers over to Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Stops, pops. Lynn Warner, three, no good. Rebound tapped out, and it's last touched by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. 1:08 remaining in the first half. Morningside has the basketball. 30-27 Dort College by three. Nearly thrown away with the basketball, Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller on the left wing. Picks up his dribble over to Trent Miller. Trent Miller gives it up to Steve O'Neill, and O'Neill travels with the basketball. Dort College leading 30-27, 51 seconds on the game clock, as Cliff Warner will bring it up against O'Neill. They pass left side over to Trevor Waltersdorf, Dort College by three. Trevor has the basketball. And we've got a reach-in foul called on James Wright. Wright whistled for the personal. Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Hostile environment tonight. Neither crowd real happy with how things have gone here in the first half. 30-27, Dort College leads. First free throw is up and good for Trevor Waltersdorf. He's got 7 first half points. It's pretty easy for Dort College early on, getting up 19-11. Since then, it's turned into a quagmire. Second free throw by Trevor is up and down. Waltersdorf 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 32-27. Morningside with the basketball. They'll have to shoot with about 5 seconds remaining on the game clock. 29 seconds and counting. Shot is up, partially blocked. Rebound is long, taken down by Sievers. Sievers over to Warner. Dort College will hold for the final shot of the half. 32-27, Dort College by 5. Warner takes it across half court against O'Neill. Cliff with the basketball. 10 seconds now. Warner with the right hand. Still dribbling. Into the lane, and he is fouled on the play. The foul came on the help defense. Steve O'Neill gets whistled for the personal. And Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 32-27, Dort College up by 5. 5.6 seconds left to go in the half. So the free throw on the way by Warner is up and good. Cliff with 4 points. He has not shot the ball well this evening. Now that can all change quickly. We've seen that before. 33-27, Dort College by 6. Morningside will get the ball back. They should get a pretty good shot, I would imagine, as well. Warner makes them both. He's got 5 first-half points. Dort College leads 34-27. Back the other way, Trent Miller's shot blocked by Trevor Waltersdorf. He gets his own rebound, and the Dort College defenders lead 34-27 at halftime. Let's take a break. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders started this ball game with a 19-11 advantage. Morningside used a timeout and promptly took the lead at 20-19 with a 9-point run. Morningside led by as many as 2 at 23-21, and again at 25-23. We had one tie. That was at 23-23 with 5:15 left to go in the first half. Dort College took the lead on a 3-point play to make it 26-25. That was actually a Cliff Warner 3-point basket. And the defenders proceeded to outscore Morningside from down 25-23 to up 34-27 at halftime. Outscored them 11-2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College led in the first half by Trevor Walterstorff's 8 points, while Tanner Miller had 9 points for the Mustangs off the bench to pace them. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Sioux City right after this.
In today's economy, families are more budget conscious than ever. But don't let the financial concerns alter your college decision-making. Dort College will make it possible. Affordable tuition placed Dort College among the top 10 in the Great Schools, Great Prices ranking published by the U.S. News & World Report. 98% of students at Dort receive some type of financial assistance, including scholarships, grants, and work-study employment. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, or visit our website at dort.edu.
Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. College defenders leading 34-27 at halftime. The Dort College defenders in the first half, 12 of 26 from the floor, 46.2%, 2 for 9 on threes, 22.2%, 2 of 9 on, I beg your pardon, 8 of 11 on free throws for 72.7%. For Morningside, 10 of 35 from the floor, 28.6%, 2 for 7 on threes, 28.6%, 5 of 7 on free throws, 71.4%. Dort College has out-rebounded Morningside 30-13 in the first half. Turnovers, though, have negated some of that rebounding advantage. Dort College with 15 turnovers, Morningside with 6. Dort College topped by Trevor Walterstorff's 8 rebounds, 5 for Cliff Warner, 6 each for Tyler Walterstorff and Chris Sievers, 4 for Jordan Vogel, 3 for Sean Kaiser, 2 for Kyle Lindberg. For the Morningside Mustangs, 9 points for Tanner Miller, 6 for Tanner Ferguson, 4 for Drew Dow, 2 each for Danny Rudine and Trent Miller, and 2 for James Wright. Rebounds, Chris Sievers has 7. Timber Walterstorff has 6. 4 for Jordan Vogel. 4 for Tyler Walterstorff. 3 for Sean Kaiser. 2 for Kyle Lindberg. For Morningside, Drew Dow with 4. Danny Rudine with 2. No one else with more than 1. 3 assists for Trent Miller. 2 assists each for Kyle Lindberg and Nathan Rindles. Dort College has 1 steal. That's credited to Kyle Lindberg. Trent Miller has 4 steals for the Mustangs and 2 for Tanner Miller. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from Sioux City right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Morningside at halftime of this men's conference basketball game, 34-27. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Potty Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering potty and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads at halftime, 34-27 over the Morningside Mustangs. And in terms of other scores from across the conference tonight, I don't have much to fill you in on yet. The other games going on this evening include Midland at, Nebraska Wesleyan at Midland, that is, in men's play. Dakota Wesleyan at Mount Marty. Doan is at Concordia in a men's game only. They'll play the women's game later on this month. coming up this week on KDCR. The next sports broadcast will be Saturday afternoon when the Defenders host Briarcliff in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads Morningside at halftime, 34-27. A long ways to go in this one, though. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Back with the second half of action right after this. Dort College basketball as we start the second half. Cliff Warner brings it up into the forward court. Pass the right side over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner picks it up, goes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the right wing. Lindbergh gives underneath Vogel. Vogel spent a lot of time on the bench in the first half with two fouls. Vogel, reverse layup is good. Jordan Vogel with 6 points, and the Defenders lead 36-27. With the basketball is Trent Miller. Miller out front with the basketball for the Mustangs, trailing by 9. This match is the biggest lead for Dort College. Mustangs have it. They pass it off to Danny Rudine, guarded there by Lindbergh. Ball's loose. It's picked up by Dow for Morningside. Comes back over to Rudine. Rudine over the basketball. Rudine, 9 to shoot. Passes left side over to Miller. Miller back to Rudine. Blocked by Lindbergh out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball. 3 seconds on the shot clock. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Morningside inbounding in front of their bench. Lindbergh blocked that ball out of bounds. Comes in to Strand. Strand, 3. Banks it off the backboard. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel gets it away to Warner. Warner into the front court. Here comes Dort College leading by 9. 36-27. Right side, Kachi. Kachi guarded there by Rudine. Passes left side to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Warner. Warner, 3 ball. Bang! Bang, bang. Cliff Warner with 8 points. Dort College leads 39-27. Dort College starts the second half on a 5-0 run. Mustang basketball. Miller. Miller goes right side. Comes back over to Ferguson. Ferguson out front to Ryan Strand. Strand to Miller. Miller, 3. Missed it. No good. Too strong. Rebound taken away by Walthersdorf. Here comes Dort College. Trevor into the front court. Vogel. Vogel down to the baseline. Nothing there as he has to reel it in. Looking out front, comes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, working on Dow. Let's see if Dort College will clear out for him. Lindbergh will drive the lane. Stops, pops, 10-footer, good. Kyle Lindbergh with 4 points. Dort College leads 41-27. Morningside with the basketball. This is Danny Rudine with it. Rudine goes left side over to Ryan Strand. Strand out front, comes right side Dow. Dow to Miller. Miller with the basketball. That's Trent Miller. Miller driving in, clears a path for himself with his forearm. There was no offensive foul called. Trent Miller, a blatant forearm as he shivered Cliff Warner with that one. I'm guessing that's going to get called before the night is over. Can't get away with that too many times out in the open court. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Passes left side over to Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with it on the right wing to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, shakes right, goes left, spins, gets it back over to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. Tyler back over to Warner. Dort College leading 41-27 and a chance to build on the lead here. They go to Vogel. Vogel off of the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Into the front court with it is Rudine. Rudine passes right side, 3, good, count the hoop and he's fouled. Tanner Ferguson will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned 4-point play. He was fouled on the shot. He got the 3-pointer to go. Believe the foul's going to go on Kachi. It's foul number 1 on Austin. And the free throw on the way for Tanner Ferguson. He's got 9 points. Free throw is up. He left it short. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. Dort College leads 41-30 with the basketball. Cliff Warner goes left side over to Walterstorff. Dort College with the ball after surrendering the three-point shot, but the missed free throw by Morningside. Cliff Warner with the basketball. He goes over to Tyler Walterstorff at the point, right wing to Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball, back over to Cliff. Cliff, a long three. They're going to call a foul underneath the basket, though, before the shot. That's going to go on Drew Dow. That's number one on Dow. So wave off the three-pointer that Cliff Warner buried from long range. And Sean Kaiser will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Sean to throw it in. The senior from Sioux Center gets it into Cliff Warner. They run interference for Warner. Warner with the basketball into the lane. Tries to pass it off to Severs, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. Morningside will inbound the basketball. Gets it over to Tanner Miller. Miller will take it across half court. Tanner Miller goes right side over to Danny Rudine. Rudine with the ball. He gives it up to Dow. Dow with the ball to Tanner Miller. Miller with the basketball. They go short corner strand. Strand underneath for Dow. Dow puts it up with a left hand. Good. Drew Dow with 6 points. And the Dort College defender lead is 9 at 41-32. 16 minutes left to go in the ballgame. Cliff Warner has the basketball. Up by 9 are the defenders. He comes back over to Severs. Severs right elbow. Back over to Cliff. Cliff 3, rims it, no good. Rebound taken away by Danny Rudine. Here comes Morningside down by 9. Rudine with the basketball. He feeds it left side over to Ferguson. Ferguson 3, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for, taken down by Tyler Walterstorff. He's been active on the glass tonight, has Tyler. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Cliff back over to Tyler. Tyler, ball fake. He's going to drive in with the left hand. Short, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll lead Dort College basketball. Lindbergh will check back in. Tyler Walterstorff will check out. 15:35 left to go in the game. Cliff Warner will throw in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner looking, still looking, and throws it in over the top to Kaiser. Kaiser wraps it around for Lindbergh. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Kyle Lindbergh with 6 points. And the Dort College defenders back in front by double digits at 43-32. And that is foul number 3 on Danny Rudine. So Rudine picks up his third personal. Looks like Jim Sykes, the Morningside head coach, is going to go to the bench and send Trent Miller into the contest. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Kyle Nickel checks in for Morningside. Checking out is Drew Dow. Also checking in for Morningside is number 21. That is Jared Kolbusch. Kolbusch did not play in the first half. Lindbergh makes the free throw. He's got the three-point play. He's got 7. And the defenders lead by a dozen at 44-32. Morningside with the basketball. Goes left side over to Miller. Miller gives it up to Ferguson. Ferguson, Kolbusch. His three is good. So Kolbusch with the three-point basket. And the Dort College lead is back to 9 at 44-35. Severs in traffic, and he's fouled on the play, and Chris will go to the free throw line to shoot. So the foul called on Kyle Nickel, and that's number 3 on Nickel. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair, as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So the free throw on the way for the senior from Huxley, Iowa. In and out, no good. Another free throw on the way for Severs. Dort College trying to extend it back to 10, and this one's up and through. Timeout on the floor, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Mount Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Morningside of the basketball. This is Trent Miller. Miller in between the circles out front, guarded by Cliff Warner. He comes left side over to Jared Kolbusch. Kolbusch to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller, right side, Trent Miller. Trent Miller beyond the three-point line. He's going to try to drive in, goes baseline, kicks it into the corner. Shot is short, no good. Rebound tapped out. Morningside comes away with it, and the layup is good by Jared Kolbusch. He's got five. Dort College leads 45-37. Dort College basketball, Lindberg. Lindberg brings it up. Dort College up by eight. Kaiser with it on the right wing. Sean with the basketball. He comes back over to Cliff Warner. Corner underneath Lindberg. Lindberg facing up from 12. Lindberg trying to get in. His little hook shot is no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Mustangs will bring it up, trailing by eight, and they're going to try to cut into the lead. With the basketball is Ferguson out front. Ferguson goes left side over to Miller. Miller with the basketball. He gives it up to Trent Miller. Trent Miller gets the return pass. He's guarded by Cliff Warner. He'll try to drive baseline. Shovels it back out for Kyle Nickel. Nickel with a two-point basket. Kyle Nickel makes it 45-39. Morningside with back-to-back buckets. 13:40 left to play in the ballgame. Lindberg over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff passed through to no one in particular, taken away by Morningside. Mustangs coming back the other way. Trent Miller. Miller, floater, no good. Rebound fought for. It's down on the ground, picked up by Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Here comes Dort College with the numbers. 4-on-3. Cliff into the lane. Gets it away to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser to Lindberg. Lindberg puts it up, and he hit it off the bottom of the iron. Here comes Morningside back the other way. Lindberg thought he had drawn the foul. Instead, no call made. Morningside with the basketball. Tanner Miller. Miller on the left wing. Miller gets a lane to the basket. And a fight for the ball now underneath. Shot is blocked by Walterstorff, and now a foul on the play. Wow, there was a big collision out on the pick and roll. There was no call made, and now Tanner Miller will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Tanner Miller, 3-for-3 from the free throw line. 45-39 our score. Tanner Miller will go to the free throw line. He misses one. He's got another, or he makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. This one's up and no good. 45-40 our score. Cliff Warner brings it up. He goes right side over to Rindles, and Rindles is called for a blocking foul. Nathan Rindles whistled for his second personal. And now Jared Kolbusch will inbound the basketball. That's foul number two, and Morningside has cut what was a 10-point lead down to five. With it is Nickel. Nickel out front. Nickel with the basketball. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel gets it away to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner stops, pops, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Tanner Miller. Miller gets it away to Trent Miller. It's taken back by Cliff Warner. Dort College with the lead in the basketball. Let's see if they set it up. Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball. Tyler, double-teamed, gets it over to Austin Kachi. Kachi off the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball. He gives it up to Trent Miller. Trent Miller comes back over to Tanner Miller. Miller, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Dort College off and running again. Still up by five are the defenders. Vogel off the glass, no good. Tap. Controlled by Morningside. Back the other way, driving in is Trent Miller. Miller's shot no good. Rebound controlled by Vogel. Back we go the other way. Bringing it up is Nathan Rindles. Rindles with it back over to Cliff Warner. We've been stuck at a five-point difference for a while now. 45-40. Three-pointer, Cliff Warner, good. Cliff Warner with the three-point basket. He's got 11, and the Dort College defenders lead 48-40. Timeout charged to Morningside. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Also made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City, Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Back with more after this. Austin Kotchy whistled for a foul on the other end for a tug of the jersey. It's foul number two, I believe, on Austin. They've got one up on the board, but I believe that's his second. Danny Rudin with the basketball. Pass comes back out on the wing. Goes outside to Ferguson. Ferguson spins it off for Rudin. Rudin's shot off the glass is good. Rudin with 4 points. Stork College leads 48-42. Into the front court with the basketball is Cliff Warner. Warner with it on the right side. He goes underneath Vogel. Vogel gets it back out to Warner. Warner with the basketball. And we've got a foul called on Kyle Nickel, and Nickel has just picked up his fourth. 10:44 left to go in the ball game. Back into the game will be Drew Dow. Kyle Nickel will check out. Our score. Inbounding the basketball will be Cliff Warner. Warner to throw it in. Gets it into Severs. Chris with the basketball. Back over to Cliff. Cliff, step back. Now he'll drive with the left hand. Comes over to Rindles. Three ball, no good. Rebound Severs, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. So Morningside with a chance to cut into the lead at 48-42. Mustangs will bring it up. This is Tanner Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller passes left side over to Kolbusch. Kolbusch to Ferguson. Ferguson driving in. Layup is good. Ferguson with a two-point basket. He's got 11. And the Dort College defenders lead by four, and Morningside forces a turnover. Here comes Rudin. Rudin with the basketball. Three-pointer on the way. Kolbusch left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here comes Dort College. Cliff with the basketball. Splits the defense, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Kolbusch. It'll be Dort College ball with 9:58 left to play. Morningside has had the difference at 5 and now 4. Dort College has led by as many as 12. I beg your pardon. They were up by 14 at one point, 41-27. Morningside has cut 10 points off of that difference. Rindles inbounding the basketball. And he gets it inbounded to Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf hands it back over to Rindles. Rindles with the ball. And Rindles' pass is deflected out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball on the sideline. Rindles will throw it in. Rindles looking, passes into Severs, and Severs throws it down. Is it before the shot or after? Count the hoop. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 50-44 our score. And now Coach Jim Sykes off of the bench for Morningside, asking for an explanation. Now, I think they were generous on the continuation call there. Free throw by Severs is too strong, no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside. 50-44, Dort College leading. Here comes Morningside with the basketball, Trent Miller. Miller comes back left side. Miller on the wing. Miller to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller out front, Trent Miller. Miller on the left side, they go to Dow. Dow guarded there by Severs. Dow, jump hook off the glass. Nice soft touch by Drew Dow, he's got 8. 50-46, Dort College down up by 4. Bringing the basketball up will be Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg with the ball. Lindberg on the right wing. Lindberg picks it up, gets it away to Rindles. Rindles running point right now for the defenders. Rindles all the way down to the baseline, tries to fire it out, and it's taken away by Morningside and Rudin. Rudin lost the dribble. It's loose. It's tapped out, controlled by the Mustangs and Kolbusch. Kolbusch back over to Trent Miller. Miller gives it up to Rudin. Rudin in traffic. Back over to Dow. Dow on the right elbow of the lane. 20 to shoot for the Mustangs. Dow will try to back his way in. Puts it up. Short. No good. And it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside to inbound the basketball. Warner is back in. Rindles checks out. 8:45 left to play in this ballgame. Morningside to throw it in. They pass it in over the top to Rudin. Rudin with the basketball. Rudin's going to drive the lane. Might have traveled with it. Shot blocked by Trevor Waltersdorf. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here comes Lindberg. Dort College with a chance to build the lead. Slam dunk! Trevor Walterstorff with a two-point basket on the slam dunk. He's got 10. And the North College defenders lead 52-46. Trevor Walterstorff swoops in from the right side, hammers it down. With 8:29 left, North College leads by 6. Timeout on the floor. Charge 2 Morningside. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 8:29 left to go. Dort College leads Morningside 52-46. Morningside used that timeout after Trevor Walterstorff dropped the hammer. Walterstorff now with 10 points, and the Mustangs will bring it up. 8:29 left to play in the game. Bringing it up is Trent Miller. Trent Miller into front court. Miller in between the circles. He passes right side over to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller spin move, step back, 15-footer. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Severs. North College with a chance to extend the lead. Cliff for the basketball into the front court. The senior from Altoona has the dribble. He has it poked away from behind by Trent Miller. Miller lays it up with the right hand. Good. Trent Miller with 4 points, and the defender lead is back to 4 at 52-48. Warner passes it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh will drive in, kicks it out. Cliff, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Back over to Cliff. Top of the key, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Severs, and Severs is held on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 9 points for Chris Severs. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Well, Warner has not been hitting the threes tonight. He's got 3, but I would venture to guess he's probably taken about 8 or 9. Free throw on the way for Chris Severs is up and good. 10 points for Severs. 53-48 our score. 7:40 remaining in this ballgame. Chris Severs, another free throw to try and make it 6, and he makes it 6. Severs makes them both. He'll check out. Vogel is back in. 54-48, North College leading by 6, 7:40 remaining. Trent Miller will bring it up. Miller across half court, left side Ferguson. Ferguson to Rudine. Rudine over the basketball, guarded by Lindbergh. Comes back over to Ferguson. Ferguson will put it on the floor. Right side Strand. Strand on the wing. Now to Miller. Trent Miller with the basketball. Trent Miller picks up his dribble. Passes it back over to Strand. Strand outside it goes to Ferguson. And Ferguson runs over the top of Jordan Vogel. And the foul's called on Tanner Ferguson. And that is his first. Jordan Vogel came outside the charge ring. Set up. Took the charge. As Ferguson ran over the top of him, and Tanner Ferguson has just picked up his second personal. Morningside's going to put a press on here. They bring 3 players. They bring 3 players up to the, they bring everybody into the backcourt now. Tyler Walterstorff to inbound the basketball. Dort College gets it into Trevor. Trevor back over to Tyler, and Tyler will bring it up. He's guarded by Tanner Ferguson. 7:08 left to go in the game. Tyler gives it back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner, Vogel. Vogel has the baseline, decides against it. Back over to Kachi. Kachi off the bounce. His 12-footer. Whisper it through Austin Kachi. His first field goal of the ballgame. North College leads 56-48. Now you want to stop. With it out front is Miller. Trent Miller over to Rudine. Rudine with the basketball on the wing. Comes back over to Miller. Miller's going to put it on the floor. He'll drive in. Layup from the left-hand side with the right hand is good for Trent Miller. He's got 6. 56-50, North College with the basketball. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. They'll try to run a two-man game. Now they want to pick and roll. Kachi with the ball back over to Vogel. Vogel drops it underneath for Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Comes back over to Vogel. Vogel on the right wing. Vogel down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi, three-pointer, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. He gets it off to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Back over to Warner. Warner with the ball, 56-50. Dort College in front. Cliff has the basketball. He's going to penetrate down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back out front, it comes Kachi. 19 to shoot for the defenders. Austin with the basketball goes to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Warner, three ball, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Long pass into the front court. It's tipped and controlled by Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller feeds the trailer. Trent Miller, Trent Miller, three, good. Trent Miller with the three-point basket. And it's 56-53, Dort College leading by three. Morningside has cut the eight-point lead down with five in a row. Tyler Walterstorff passes over to Trevor Walterstorff. Trevor with the basketball, and we've got a hand check called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Morningside and Ryan Strand. 5:20 remaining in this ballgame. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 5:20 left to go in this ballgame. Morningside has fought back from an 8-point deficit with 5 points in a row. Now Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Vogel, 1-1, up, off the heel, no good. Rebound, Trevor Walterstorff, no. It's tapped out and controlled by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, back over to Warner. Warner with the ball, comes back over to Trevor. Trevor to Vogel. Vogel to Lindbergh, and Lindbergh got shoved underneath the basket. No call made, and it'll be Morningside basketball. So Morningside will inbound the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Tanner Ferguson inbounds the ball to Trent Miller. Trent Miller will call for a set play as he brings it across half court. 5 minutes and counting in this ballgame. Morningside with the basketball. Comes back over to Trent Miller. Shot is blocked on the attempt by Rudine. Blocked out of bounds by Lindbergh. Rudine went for the three and has it swatted away by Kyle Lindbergh. Danny Rudine will inbound the basketball, and now a fight for it at midcourt, controlled by Morningside. No-look pass, shot is up, count the hoop, and no foul on the play. Ryan Strand makes it a one-point game at 56-55. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball. He goes right side over to Rindles. Rindles with it out front. Rindles back over to Cliff. Cliff back to Rindles. 4.5 left to go in the game. Trevor Walterstorff looking down low. Comes back over to Cliff Warner, 15 to shoot. Back over to Nathan Rindles. Rindles with it, into the corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it, back over to Trevor. Trevor, ball fake. He's going to put it up in traffic. Shot no good there for the rebound, though, is Rindles. Rindles out of the glass, good. Two-point basket for Nathan Rindles, whittling his way in the lane. And the Dort College defenders retake a three-point lead at 58-55 by extending the possession. Timeout charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. ...58-55, our score, Dort College leading by three, but Morningside has fought back from what was a 14-point deficit early in the half. And now with 4:12 remaining, Dort College with a three-point advantage, but Morningside has the ball. Left side pass goes over to Tanner Miller. Backdoor cut for Rudine. Rudine cut off on the play. Comes back over to Ferguson. Ferguson charges over the top of Chris Severs. For the second time in the last 3 or 4 minutes, the Mustangs, Tanner Ferguson, commits a charge. And that's his third of the ball game. That's his third foul of the contest. 3:58 left to go in the game. Dort College with the lead and an opportunity to push the lead beyond three. That's team foul number 9 on Morningside. Ball's inbounded. Lindbergh will bring it up. He'll take it across the half-court stripe against Rudine. Steps through the trap. Taken by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with it, and a foul called on Tanner Miller. Miller whistled for the personal, and Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Tanner Miller whistled for his second. With 3:45 left to go in the contest, Dort College with a chance to build the lead back to 4 or 5. Free throw by Cliff is up and good. 12 for Cliff Warner. 3:45 left to go in the contest. Hort College 59, Morningside 55. But as they always seem to do here in Sioux City, it's going to go down to the wire. 60-55, Hort College by a pair. Morningside with the basketball, Rudine. Rudine, back out it goes, Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller gives it up. Strand, 15-footer, right elbow, good. Ryan Strand with six. Hort College leads 60-57. Into the front court is Rindles, 3:25 and counting. Rindles with the basketball, picks up his dribble. Comes right side to Warner. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff on the right wing. Cliff Warner with the basketball on the right side. Looking, gets it away to Lindbergh. Lindbergh will dribble it at half court, hands it back over to Cliff. 11 to shoot for the defenders. Cliff with the basketball, drives in, high off of the glass, good. Cliff Warner with a two-point basket, 62-57, as he skims that one off of above the square, gets it to go. Morningside with the basketball. This is Rudine. Rudine, shot blocked by Lindbergh, and Lindbergh gets called for the personal foul. Foul called on Lindbergh, so Danny Rudine will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 43-49 is Rudine. This season, this is his first trip to the free throw line tonight. First free throw is in and out, no good. 2:48 left to go in the game. 62-57, Hort College by five. Another free throw on the way for Rudine, a junior, prepped at Sioux City North High School. This one's up, and that one's straight through to the bottom of the well. Rudine makes one of two. He's got five this evening. Hort College leads by four, 62-58. Kyle Lindbergh will bring it up against Rudine's pressure. Gives it off to Warner. 2:38 left to play in the game. Hort College with the basketball and the lead. Trevor Walthersdorf with the ball, working on Rudine. Gets a screen out front. Trevor scoops it up with the right hand. Good. 12 for Walthersdorf. As acrobatic and athletic a play as you will see, and it's back to a six-point lead for the defenders. With the basketball is Tanner Ferguson. Ball's loose, picked up by Severs. Severs comes away with a loose basketball. 2:10 and counting. Hort College with a lead in the basketball. Warner passes left side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Severs. Severs back over to Warner. Warner back to Trevor. Trevor puts it up in traffic. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Hort College basketball. 2 minutes left to go in the game. Hort College will pause for a moment to wipe some of the sweat up off of the floor. 64-58. Hort College up by six. Well, there was no call. A lot of collision on the shot. There was a lot of collision on the rebound. They let it play on. And Hort College will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 2 minutes left to go in regulation. Timeout, Hort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Severs with the basketball, and he's fouled on the play by Rudine. Rudine whistled for his fourth personal, and Hort College will shoot the bonus. So Cliff Warner to shoot a pair. 1:57 left to go in this ball game. 64 for Hort College, 58 for Morningside. This one is far from over, though. Seen some crazy games here in Sioux City over the years. And no lead is safe. ...65 to 58. Another free throw up and good. So Cliff Warner makes it 66 to 58. Hort College up by 8. Morningside basketball. Rudine will drive in. Puts it up and a blocking foul called on Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for the personal. And Rudine gets the shot to go. And just like that, it goes from an 8-point lead down to 6. Another free throw on the way for Rudine. Now Rudine came into the ballgame averaging 22 points per ball game. He has been limited to 7 so far tonight. And that free throw is good. 3-point play for Rudine. And it's 66-61. Hort College with a lead in the basketball. Lindbergh picks it up in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline to Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh's pass is deflected, picked up by Warner. 1:35 and counting. Warner has the basketball. He'll dribble in. Poked away from behind. It's still on the floor, and it's picked up by Morningside. Now it's loose again. Here come the Mustangs. Pass goes left side. Three-pointer by Miller. No. He passes underneath instead, and I can't make out who's got it. Dort College. I thought Miller was going to squeeze the trigger for three. Instead, he tried to pass it underneath, and now Morningside will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes in. Ferguson, three, no good. Rebound tipped, though, controlled by Morningside. Shot, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Warner with the basketball. 108 left to play in the game. Cliff will bring it up against Danny Rudine. Warner across the timeline, a minute left, and Dort College has a five-point lead, 20 on the shot clock. Cliff with the basketball, all the way down to the baseline, double-teamed, gets it outside to Rindles, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Back over to Cliff, 48 seconds now. Trevor Waltersdorf, 10 seconds. Lindbergh to Rindles, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Goes to Waltersdorf, 3 seconds. Waltersdorf spins, shot no good. There for the rebound is Rindles. Rindles with the two-point shot. But they're going to wave it off and say the ball failed to hit the rim. 35.9 seconds left. Morningside will get the ball back as they say the shot clock got reset. So it's 66-61 our score. The Dort College defenders will use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, you're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with more after this.
Students learn the best with personal, individual attention. You won't find that at a big university, but you will find it at Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. Students build close relationships with their professors and get the help and guidance they need. Dort College will give you an excellent Christian education, a sense of belonging, and a wide variety of activities. Don't get lost in the crowd. Get involved. For more information, check us out on Facebook and Twitter, or visit our website at dort.edu.
Tanner Ferguson in on the basketball in the backcourt. 35 seconds left. Dort College by five. Mustangs have the ball, though. Bringing it up is Tanner Miller. They'll run a set play for him. They try to run the pick and roll. Miller picks up his dribble, comes back over to Rudine. Rudine shovels it off. Layup is good. Ryan Strand with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 66-63 and a foul called in the backcourt. That's going to go on Strand. Strand whistled for his fourth personal, and Cliff Warner will shoot two free throws. 19.2 seconds remaining, so Cliff Warner has two opportunities to make this a two-possession ballgame. They give Ryan Strand that foul, but they put one up on the board. Warner free throw is up. Good. Another one on the way for Warner. Well, Strand had two fouls at halftime. They put one up on the board. Another free throw is up and good for Warner. Warner makes them both. And the defenders lead by 5, 68-63. Morningside basketball, they bring it into the front court with Ryan Strand. Strand puts it up, missed it, no good. Rebound tap, controlled by Rudine, 12 seconds left. Rudine puts it up, shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles to Warner. Warner's fouled in the backcourt. And Cliff Warner will walk the other way and shoot free throws for the defenders. 68-63, Dort College by 5. Coach Ross Dalma, it would appear, aging before my eyes. We had a talk into my office today about how every conference game is just a battle. Tonight has been no different. This Morningside team, pretty gritty. Every time it looked like Dort College was going to pull away, they made a charge. But we're unable to finish the job tonight. Dort College will get the victory with 6.6 seconds left. It's a three-possession ball game. If Warner makes the free throw here. Cliff's free throw is up and good. He's made them both. He is a perfect 10 for 10 from the free throw line. And the Dort College defenders lead 70-63 with 6.6 seconds left. Bringing the basketball up is Tanner Miller. Miller loses it. It's picked up by Severs, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Dort College 70, Morningside 63. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College gets a split of their basketball games with Morningside this evening in Sioux City. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders defeat Morningside this evening in men's play 70-63 to get the split of the women's and men's basketball games tonight. The Morningside women victorious over the Dort College Defenders earlier tonight by a final of 64-62. Dort College men come back, though. They lead the entire second half, and they are able to sustain a seven-point win after a Morningside made a couple of charges back. Dort College victorious, though, 70-63 in the second half. Dort College led by nine after a field goal opened the second half, and it looked like they might blow it open at 41-27. Morningside too experienced to get blown out, though, and they cut the lead down to 45-40, and it was a 48-44 ball game at the midpoint of the second half. Dort College kept the difference at 4 and 6 points. Morningside would finally get it down to 3 at 56-53 with 5:20 remaining. And it was a three-point ball game again at 66-63 before four straight Cliff Warner three-pointers seal it. Dort College wins by a final of 70-63. Cliff Warner leads Dort College unofficially with 21 points. Morningside was topped tonight by Tanner Ferguson. He ends up with 11. Leading scorer Danny Rudine, averaging 22 points per ballgame, has 8 for the Mustangs. We'll be back with a rundown of all the numbers on our Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Before we get into the numbers on the Wireless World postgame wrap, let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma as he has made his way out of the locker room. I want to highlight a few things. Dort College owned the boards tonight, 53-30. Unfortunately, some of those rebounds were negated by 25 turnovers, so that's a little uncustomarily high. Dort College, 43.4% shooting. Morningside limited to 35.7% shooting. Those are the numbers that jump out at me here this evening. Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat, and Coach, you look at the numbers, and I was told once by a high school coach there are no such thing as ugly wins, but this one was a lot of work, and you had to work through a lot of things that it wasn't your best performance as a team in terms of basketball, but they get one out tonight.
Well, Mike, I don't know that we've ever played a pretty game here, you know, and I thought our guys showed tremendous heart. I thought we did a great job of defending against some very good players tonight. First note, Kyle Lindbergh, I thought, you know, he went back in the starting lineup, and I thought he was tremendous tonight defensively for us. He played really hard against Danny Rudine, who's a very good player, came in averaging 22, and Kyle, and here are some other guys like Tyler Waltersdorf, who held him to 8 points. And Tyler Waltersdorf had a tremendous first half and really gave us a spark. I think we're seeing our bench spread a little bit. I think Nathan Rendles played an outstanding game tonight. Just made some hustle plays, came up with a big offensive rebound and a put back there at a critical time in the second half, and he is really he has really come on. And so those are some good things. And yeah, we got good performances from a bunch of other guys as well. But I thought we really got some good minutes off the bench from those guys there, and it was a team win. And I think the guys have been putting a little pressure on themselves. I thought tonight we just came and we just threw our ears back and just played, and it was really, really good to see.
In that first half, it seemed like every dead ball you were shuttling players in, and you never had the same five on the floor for much more than a minute or two at a time. It's good that you keep people fresh, but talk about the challenges then of people getting into flows, because you change. I mean, when that lineup shifts, their roles shift as the game goes along.
It does, Mike. However, if you look at some of the steady things, and that's Cliff's minutes, Trevor's minutes, those guys are pretty constant. Chris and Jordan will rotate. Tonight we really couldn't get them in together very much because of early foul trouble with Jordan, so we had to rotate. I thought Jordan and Chris played really well. I thought they were both assertive. They both took key charges late in the game. We just couldn't get them the ball because we were turning it over. We obviously had trouble tonight taking care of the basketball on the perimeter, but I thought our post guys did a good job. And things that don't show up, they really gave us help on Rudine and some of the other cutters that were going through the lane. I really thought Jordan and Chris were active that way. You know, and then Trevor and Cliff played really good basketball games. I don't think Cliff is probably happy with the way he shot it, but free throws, he was 10 for 10, and I thought he defended really well. But they went right at him. You know, they went right at him with Miller, Trent Miller, that is, and Cliff did a good job of defending him. And, you know, Trevor, 12 points, 9 rebounds. That's a pretty good day.
You get the win on the road tonight. Now you return home, and for the guys, I would imagine now the thoughts turn to Thursday and Friday practice, close out the first semester at home against Briarcliff. Briarcliff, a very good ball club, coach.
Oh, they're very good, Mike. You know, they're definitely one of the best teams in the country. You know, they're not rated right now for whatever that's worth, but they're definitely one of the top 20 teams in the country, in my opinion. And they have some very talented offensive players. We're just going to have to make sure that our next 2 days in practice are productive.
Anything else you'd like to add? We've talked about the bench. We've talked about the people who gave you contributions. You talked about the fact that you got pretty good defensive night from people guarding Danny Rudine, averaging 22 points per game, limited eight. Defensively, I don't know that you could have played much better, Coach.
No, I don't think we could have, Mike. I thought defensively we were probably as tough and as good as we could be. Thought we rebounded it very well. You know, obviously the turnover thing is the concern that we need to clean up.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Yep, thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalmum. Let's take a look at the numbers before we wind things down, and we do have the scores to pass along to you as well. First of all, for Dort College, 23 of 53 from the floor, 43.4%, 4 of 18 on threes, 22.2%, 20 of 26 on free throws for 76.9%. For the Morningside Mustangs, 25 of 70 from the floor. That's 35.7%, 5 of 19 on threes, 26.3%, 8 of 13 on free throws, 61.5%. Dort College out-rebounded Morningside 53-30. And turnovers were 25-10, 25 for Dort, 10 for Morningside. Cliff Warner, 21 points, 4 of 15 from the floor, 3 for 13 on threes, 10 of 10 on free throws. 12 points for Trevor Walterstorff, 9 rebounds, 2 offensive and 7 defensive. 11 points for Chris Sievers, 4 for 4 from the field, and 3 for 5 on free throws. He also grabbed 9 rebounds, 3 offensive, 6 defensive. 7 points for Kyle Lindberg, 6 for Jordan Vogel, 6 for Tyler Walterstorff, 3 for Sean Kaiser, 2 for Nathan Rindles, but they were big too. And Austin Kachi got a pair as well. Those came late in the ballgame as well. For Morningside, 11 for Tanner Ferguson, 10 for Tanner Miller, 9 for Trent Miller, 8 each for Danny Rudine, Ryan Strand, and Drew Dow, 5 for Jared Kobush, 2 each for Kyle Nickel and James Wright. For the Mustangs, Drew Dow had 5 rebounds, as did Danny Rudine. 3 rebounds each for Tanner Miller and Jared Kolbush, and 3 for Kyle Nickel. 5 assists for Trent Miller tonight, 3 for Danny Rudine, 2 for Tanner Miller. For Dort College, Kyle Lindberg had 4 assists. Cliff Warner had 2. 3 assists for Nathan Rindles. He played 20 minutes tonight. 2 block shots each for Trevor Walterstorff, Kyle Lindberg, and Jordan Vogel. Steals. Dort College had 3 players with 1 steal each. For Morningside, Trent Miller had 6 steals, and Tanner Miller had 3. We can fill in the scoring sheet as well as we take a look. Once again, Dort College wins 70-63. In men's basketball tonight, looks like the road teams were successful. All but one won, or one victorious. And I've got my score sheet filled in. Here we go. Dort College 70, Morningside 63. Nebraska Wesleyan loses to Midland 56-47. Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty 70-66. Doan Downs Concordia men's play 77-67. That means Doan is now 6-1. Hastings was inactive. Northwestern was inactive. Morningside drops to 3-3. Dort College is now 4-3. Briarcliff was not in action. Midland is now 4-3, 6-5 overall. Dakota Wesleyan goes to 3-3. Concordia drops to 2-5. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-5. Mount Marty falls to 1-5 as well. That is going to do it. That's the Wireless World postgame wrap. Once again, our final scores from Sioux City. It was Morningside over Dort College in women's play 64-62. And in men's play, Dort College downs Morningside 70-63. That will do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.